liberties.
Siyata Deshmaya, I think this is the longest period of time we've been working on one sugya, Emuna. We've been learning Emuna the whole Zman, not from the beginning of the winter till now. I'm excited to listen to the Shmuzin again, wherever I can, maybe on a plane, in a car, to infuse the ideas that we've been going through. And we're climaxing now with Purim. This is a deep, deep time of Emuna, and we have to understand what exactly the Torah is teaching us in Purim, what exactly we're celebrating in Purim, and which Nekuda of Emuna and Bitachon that we are dealing with in Purim. At the end of the Megillah, we have the Minog, the Asher Haini that we say at the end. We end off with Sheshanas Yaakov Tzahala V'Samecha. Biroisem Yachad Chilis Mordechai. Everyone saw the beautiful royalty of Mordechai. Chuasam Ayisal Anetzach. The salvation was forever. V'tikvasam b'chol dor v'dor. And the hopes are for every generation. Lehoidia. In order to make known. Shekol Koivecha. Whoever counts on Hashem. Whoever's mikave is hopeful towards Hashem. Lo ye voishu will not be embarrassed. Velo ye kalmu la netzach, and they won't be disgraced forever. Kol hachosim bo, whoever seeks refuge in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to understand this, sugya. There's something very deep over here. This is not just a song, Shoshanas Yaakov. This is part of our Mesorah. And the Medrash already darshans this idea of Shoshanas Yaakov in Parsha Chaf Beis. In Tehillim of Yalkut Shimoni, the pasuk says, "Bicha batchu." They believed in you. Elu Mordechai ve'Esther. That was Mordechai ve'Esther. Eilecha za'aku. They screamed. They screamed towards you. Divrei hatzoymas v'zakasa. This was the fasting and the tefillas. V'loi voshu, and they weren't embarrassed in the end. The Medrash darshans that not being embarrassed is la Yehudim ha'isa'ir v'simcha. So we have to understand this. What is this? Hoping, and that people who hope don't get embarrassed. There's something incredibly deep over here. This idea of hope that we've been talking about, the bitachon, and the idea of busha. What is this concept of busha? We really have to start going back to learning davening, because this comes up way too often. In Al HaTzadikim, right? Al HaTzadikim, we daven for the Tzadikim, the Chasidim, all the Ziknei Hadar, the Pleita Soifreim, the Geri HaTzedek, and then we say, V'lo Nevosh! We should not be embarrassed. Ki Becha B'tachnu, because we believe in you. We have B'tachin in you. And in Ava Rabba, V'lo Nevosh Li'olam Voed, Ki B'Shimcha HaGadol B'tachnu. We should not be embarrassed because we're counting on the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see close kesher here between having bitachon, being hopeful, and embarrassment. So we really have to learn this be'ian because it comes up way too often over here. Shekol koivecha. Whoever is hopeful will not be embarrassed. What is embarrassment? We like to ask very basic questions over here. What is embarrassment? What's embarrassing? So here's what we would call pashat pshat. You know what's embarrassing in life? There are things in life that are embarrassing, right? One of which, for example, in benching, we ask Hashem, lo lidei matnas basar v'dam. Hashem, don't give us handouts from people. Why? Shelo nevosh v'lo nikalim li'olam v'ayit. We don't want to be embarrassed. You get a handout, it's very embarrassing, right? People want to be self-sufficient. They want to be able to walk with their heads high. No one likes a handout. Loli de matnas basar v'dam, loli de avasam, shelo nevosh v'lo nikalim. We shouldn't be embarrassed. We should be people, we have pride. We have pride. A person wants to feel self-sufficient. And when you leave someone's house, you had a great meal, you got to be makir tov. How do we do that? With the Birchas Balabayas. What do we say to the Balabayas? Yihiratzain shelo yevosh balabayis balamazeh. You shouldn't be embarrassed. Why do you tell a balabas not to be embarrassed when you leave the meal? The food will always be great here. No one should be embarrassed from their challah. The Rebbetzin, you know, burns it. The cookies weren't good. What's going on over here? You shouldn't be embarrassed. This is the most beautiful bracha you could give a balabas. I came into your home. I was the beneficiary of this delicious food, this wonderful hospitality. You should always be self-sufficient. You should always be able to be like this. You should be from the givers and not from the takers. That's a way of saying thank you. Shelo yevosh, right? Shouldn't be embarrassed. And you could learn that that's pashut pshat in all of these chazals. Whoever's makaven Hashem, whoever hopes, he hopes in Hashem, he counts on Hashem, he shouldn't be a person who's a nebuch, who's embarrassed, who has his needs not met in his life, but rather he should be somebody who's provided for. Who's provided for. V'lo nevosh ki b'cha b'tachnu. Don't let me be a nebuch because I believe in you, Hashem. Wonderful pshat, and many Mefarshei HaSidur and Mefarshei HaMikra say this pshat. But I'd like to tell you a pshat. I don't know if we could say it's deeper, but we're going to say it's deeper. A deeper pshat, which really comes to the core of the issue here of bitachon and really speaks to our generation. And that is the following. A person has bitachon, okay? A person has bitachon, right? And imagine he has bitachon and everyone goes, what are you doing? You know, how do you support your family? I have bitachon. He has bitachon. You have bitachon? Get a job. Get a job. You have bitachon? You're in coal, you're a leech, you're this, you're that. I have bitachon. You have bitachon. Let's see how you're going to make a chasana. Let's see how you're going to make a chasana. When a person has a bitachon, they're exposing themselves to extreme embarrassment. Because when you bank on something and you don't get it, it is awfully embarrassing. Terribly embarrassing. Rachmana litzlan. Because I put all my chips on this. I put all my money down. And when it doesn't come out right, I look, you'll excuse me, stupid. I look so dumb. I look like such a caveman, still involved in this religion, whatever. Velo nevosh, I shouldn't experience embarrassment because of my belief in you. Don't let this be a source of my embarrassment, Rachmana Litzlan. Rather, people should know what's right. People should know where you put your money down. It feels so great when people bank on something and it comes out that way. They feel like, yeah, this is the way it should be. I had a friend mentioned this once in Shal Shudas recently. Amazing story. There was a great Dayan in Yerushalayim named Dayan Fisher. And Dayan Fisher had a wonderful skula, very mysterious skula, for their babies, that we call them breech babies, right? They're not in birthing position. Now, if a baby's not in birthing position, there has to be a cesarean. And it's very painful process, cesarean, just because a kid is upside down. A woman has to go through a terrible surgery and a lot of recovery. It's hard. It's hard. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the kid would just turn around? Wouldn't it be wonderful? And Dayan Fisher had a certain skula. You would go to him and he would tell you. And I think you had to go to him, and this is important. And he would have to tell you to go to a certain body of water near Mivaser Etzion. And there, something like this, the husband would stick his head in the water, take in water, his wife would open her mouth. Don't recommend when people are around doing this. It looks very interesting, right? But nobody's in this area anyway. And she opens her mouth, he spits the water in, and whoop, the baby flips. Sounds too good to be true, right? Three of my best friends have done this. Works like a charm. But I'll tell you, one of them, it just started rolling there, like, whoa. The other ones were in the car, at least, you know, a little later. Little delayed reaction. But a friend of mine told me an amazing thing. And listen to this amazing story. him and his wife were going out, and their modern Orthodox parents who have the flip-out children, right, say, where are you going? Where are you going? Well, you know that, unfortunately, the baby's not in birthing position, so we're going to a stream in Mivaseret that a holy rabbi told... This, I raised you with a brain or without a brain? What? This is what I told you happens to people who don't go to college. Look at you. And they go, bushes. Terrible, terrible, terrible bushes. You can imagine. Terrible, terrible bushes. They come back, right? Do an ultrasound. Baby's in birthing position, right? I wonder what the parents are going to say now. Does the rabbi have a chassidus that we could join? Does he accept people like us? Right? It feels so good when the good guy wins. It feels so good when the things that you're supposed to put money down on, you can see with your own eyes that what's supposed to happen happens. V'lo nevoish ki b'chava tachnu. You should be my source of strength, not my source of bushas, Rachmana Litzlan. Imagine the pain of banking on something and not seeing it happen the way it's supposed to. And this is real emuna, by the way. Emuna is being willing to take those buchas. Emuna's chachamim is being willing to take those buchas. It's being willing to come home from that stream in Mivaseret and say, the rabbi was fine, something's wrong with me. Can you imagine doing that one? Right? Rav Chaim Kanievsky, writes in Orchas Yesher that there are people who their brachas are niskayim by great tzaddikim. The brachas are niskayim by great tzaddikim. People, their brachas are not niskayim. And he says, you know what the issue is? How much emunah they have. How much emunah's chachamim. Says, if the going gets tough on the bracha, do they say, oh, okay, I guess the rabbi didn't know? Or real, real emunah. And he says, people who have emunah's chachamim, people who have emunas chachamim, the brachas work. People who don't have emunas chachamim, there's no connection. There's no real hope. So if there's no real hope, there's no reason to remove those bushes. And he brings a startling raya from a meshech chachma in Parshas Vayera, in the Haftorah. The Shunamis is zocha to a kid. She's granted a child by Elisha the Navi, and the child dies. And to make things worse, she runs to the Navi to try to get her son revived. Try to get her son revived. And what happens? The Navi asks her. The Navi says, what's the shalom? Mashloim ha-yelet. How's your son doing? You're supposed to be a Navi? You're supposed to be a Navi? You don't even know that my son died? You're supposed to be a Navi? Right? And the Pasuk says, the Meshechach was Medayik, that the Navi realized that Hashem didn't let him know. Hashem withheld that information. Not Navim can't just get everything in life. They get what they're told. And says the Meshechach, do you know why? Is Medayik in the Pasuk? Do you know why the Shunamit's kid was revived? Because even when she saw that the Navi didn't know things, and didn't know this situation, she still kept her emunah. She still kept through. In that schus itself, she was zoicha to have that tchiyas ha-mesim on her child. Emunah is really living in pain sometimes. Sometimes it's painful. What are you doing? Be responsible. Why are you putting all your chips over here? Get a job. Get an education. Why are you so archaic, so old style, so caveman-like? It's painful. It's painful. Look at all the discoveries in the world. Look at all the things everybody knows. Look, you're still here. You're still doing this. V'lo nevoish. There shouldn't be a busha. Rachmana Litzlan. And I found, Baruch Hashem, in the Perusha and the Iyun Tfila, in the Oitzris Tfila Ashkenaz, this pshat. Pshat is, we shouldn't be embarrassed from our bitachon. And there are many, many rayas to it. In Tehillim Chaf Hei Gimel, for those who want to look it up, in the Radak over there, and in Yeshaya Mem Teskov Gimel, in the Metzudas. I don't want to get into them now. But this is the idea of Bitachon, Rabosai, is experiencing this going through life with this lack of clarity, knowing that you can count on Hashem, but not knowing how and why and what is going to be with all of this. And the darker the situation, the worse it is. The worse it is. Because here you are, you're going, you're saying, it's going to change, it's going to be good. Right? And everyone around you is saying, I don't know. I don't know. Who are you counting on? Who are you counting on? In the Zman of Purim, Rabosai, it was gefährliche Choshech. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem says the definition of Purim, part of the definition of Purim, is Purim is a yontif bizman golus bavel. It's the only yontif we have that's in golus. That's in golus. Total darkness. Hanukkah was in Bayesheni. And the Gaon even says it was easier to have a miracle of Hanukkah, even though it was later, because it was during the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael. Purim is a holiday of Golus. This is our Yontif. This is our Yontif. It's the Yontif of total and absolute darkness. Total darkness. In Ayal Seshachar, and this, the Eilim knows this is from my most powerful parts of Purim. Most powerful parts of Purim. In the Ayal Seshachar, that's the Shir Shel Yoyim of Purim, Esther Hamalka says, Keili, Keili, my Rabbeinu Shalom, my Rabbeinu Shalom, Keili, Keili, Lama Azavtani, why have you totally abandoned me? Rachayk Mishuasi, it's so far away. Keili, Rashi says in Parshas Beshalach, Keil means Hashem who's a Merachim, a Baal Chesed. Esther has a real problem over here. Hashem, you love me. You love me. You love me. Keili, you are my Rabbeinu Shalom who cares about me. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? She didn't know. Where is Hashem? Do you know how scary this was for Klal Yisrael? This is the first time since Yitzias Mitzrayim. We marched out of Mitzrayim, right? Feeling like $3 billion at least, right? Since then, we cruised, right? We went to Gilgal. We went to Shiloh, Novin Givon. We did everything. Then we came to the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech sat there. No one dared to mess with Shlomo HaMelech. 410 years. We're sitting there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From Yetzias Mitzrayim all the way till the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. And then total silence. What happens now? There was a strong sod Klal Yisrael had that Hashem left us. Rachmana Litzlan. What happens now? We never did this before. We never did this before. We've had ups and downs, but we never had a goodbye. 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 Rachmana Litzlan. Rachmana Litzlan. Say, Rachmana Litzlan, it's over. Like the Goyin says in Safra Ditznusa, he says that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Klal Yisrael was like a goof without a neshama. A goof without a neshama. It's a dead issue! It's dead! Look on the floor! There's a body without a neshama. No one's going to get me hopeful right now to find the right doctor at this point. Look! There's a goof! There's a mace mutal lefanecha. We've never seen this in the history of Klal Yisrael. No neshama. Total disconnection. Total. And the answer is, there was an incredible gilui over here, which is there's no dead issues. There's no dead issues. Lehoidia, to make known. This made history. This made history. Shekol koivecha. Everybody who counts on Hashem, Lo Yevoshu, will not be embarrassed. There are no dead issues. There are no dead issues. And we've said in the past from the Ramchal, in the Maimar Akivui, and all the Emunah Shmuzin are coming together now. The Ramchal says, why is the word hope, Mekaveh, from the word kav, which is a rope? He says, the only reason we hope is because we're connected. There's a rope attaching us all the way to Hashem. That's not just optimistic, glass half full, glass half empty. It's absolutely guaranteed. Kol koivecha, whoever feels and banks on that attachment, lo yevoshu, Hashem will reel them in. No matter where they are, no matter what situation, it looks like the guy's dead. But I'll tell you a secret. You know that there's going to be a Tchiyas HaMeisim. How does it happen? How does it happen? There is a bone, right? When Mr. Brewer brings this, there's a loose bone, a little bone. A little bone that when the body totally decomposes, there's one little bone left. It actually gets nurtured from Malava Malka, a big pitch from Malava Malka. It's not a good idea not to have Malava Malka. We all want to get a second round over here for eternity. So this little loose bone, you can do whatever you want to it. You can't destroy it. You can't destroy it. Isn't that just interesting? Very practical. Very practical. There's a part of you you can't destroy. Kibalti me rabosai. Kibalti me rabosai. There has to be part of us that's totally connected. Even in the worst situation, we will always be attached. It might be this little thing, but it's totally alive. And through that, everything can come back. Everything. You're totally attached. And when you daven at a tzaddik's kever, no matter whether the body decomposes or not, or you daven by any yid's kever for that matter, there's always that connection. It's indestructible. It's indestructible. And the Ramchal writes in Oitzris Ramchal, Reishnun Aleph, that not just in the body it's this way. In the world, there's something that's indestructible. The Koisel HaMaravi is where the Shechina is. It's very nice. They have a southern wall exhibit. They have a southern wall exhibit. You can go there. You know what? If somebody took a missile through that southern wall, it wouldn't bother me a kihuzeh. We have no haftacha. I mean, it would be a terrible thing. But it wouldn't bother my emuna a kihuzeh. We have a haftacha from Shira Shirim Rabbah. There's only one thing that's indestructible, where the Shechina is Shaira. And that is the Koisel Maravi. Says the Ramchal, that's the luz bone of the world. That's the luz. We're still attached. We have hope because we're attached. And I heard a Dover Noira, B'Shem Rav Yisrael Elia Weintraub, Zatzal. And I sought out who could find me the makor for this. And I wasn't able to, and I know a lot of big people. But I heard this, Bishmo. He said, isn't it interesting? We have one Yid, who never died. That's true. It says about Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis, but there's a Bechina of Yaakov that died. You can look in the Pesukim, and I'll explain that to you another time. Eliyahu HaNavi, never died. Eliyahu HaNavi, Rabosai. Eliyahu HaNavi, said Rabbi Yisrael Eliyahu, and I was zocha to find, doing a search of all the Sfarim that I could find. The Imre Pinchas, Rav Pinchas Mekoritz, from the Chassidish Beis Medrash, that the loose bone of Klal Yisrael is Eliyahu. Eliyahu could walk the streets at any point. You can meet Eliyahu, and he's the same old Eliyahu from the beginning, from Sefer Malachim until now. Same old, and he could even been Pinchas. Keep going before. Right? The vitality of Klal Yisrael is that Klal Yisrael's always alive. Always alive. Always alive. Shekol koivecha lo yevoshu. Whoever holds on to this attachment, believes in it, knows that it's real, is attached. And they will not be embarrassed by this attachment. Lanetzach. Eventually the good guys will win. Lanetzach. It's a shiloh of when. But we will have the last laugh. We will have the last laugh. We will. Be'ezus Hashem. And I don't think that it's a coincidence that in Shoshanas Yaakov it says, Shekol koivecha lo yevoshu v'lo yikamu lanetzach. And then what does it say? V'gam charvona zachar latov. V'gam charvona zachar latov. Charvona, we know, he was the one who had the idea to hang Haman, the v'nahaforchu, to take everything and turn it around, to show us that there's nothing to be embarrassed about. The whole time when we were saying, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani, Hashem was preparing a tree to hang Haman, to be Megala Kavod Shemayim. The whole thing turned on its head. It's the greatest joke possible. Who did that? Charvona, Zachar Latov. Charvona, we know from Chazal, is Eliyahu HaNavi. Wheeling and dealing over there, right? He probably wore a good costume, Rav Osani. He probably wore a good costume. But there's always that vitality. At every moment, kol koivecha lo yivayshu. And what was the lack, what was the taking away of busha that we were zochet to? Said the Medrash that we quoted before, Parsha Chav Beis in Tehillim. V'lo boshu, layuhudim haisa oira v'simcha. Layuhudim haisa oira, Hashem turned on the lights. Hashem turned on the lights. What are these lights, right? We know the Torah is the oira. What are lights? The first thing it says is Hashem illuminated the room. Ah, that's what you were doing, Hashem, when you did that. Ah, that's what you were doing. Ah. We saw the whole picture. We saw the whole picture. Rashi in Shabbos says, why do you light a candle on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos for Shalom Bayis? What's the Shalom Bayis? He says, you don't know where things are and you're going to bump into things. It gets very frustrating in the dark, right? Shalom needs light. Because when you see everything in its context, when you see the harmony of where everything is, someone turned on the lights. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. All the things that you thought were to be embarrassed about were preparing you for that, to have that last laugh. It was all a hachana to have the last laugh. And there's something very deep over here. You're going to have to buckle your seatbelts for this. A remez nifla ledaiti. That the yisoid of MS, we've spoken out many times. MS is the full process. You start from the first letter of the Aleph Beis, Aleph. The execution, Mem, which is the middle letter. And Tuf, which is the ice sphere, the finishing off, the perfect conclusion. Emes is when I see from Aleph all the way to Tuf with perfection. I see exactly the way things are supposed to be. What's the root of Bosh? And when I thought of this, B'siyata D'Shmaya, I got chills. The word busha, if you break it down to its shoresh, is bosh. Bosh. What's embarrassing? Beis is the second letter of the alphabet. Things don't seem like they started off right. They didn't start with Aleph. It seems like they're starting with Beis. Where in the world is Aleph in my life? It seems like I'm starting somewhere in the middle of the process. And Shin, the second to last letter, doesn't seem like anything's ending right either. Nothing's starting right for me, and nothing's ending right for me. I'm in a state of bosh. I'm totally embarrassed. And then there's a gilui. No. Everything you thought wasn't Aleph in your life, I'll show you where the Aleph was. Everything that you thought wasn't a tough, here's where the tough is. Look how beautiful. Look how symmetrical, how harmonious your existence is. La'yehudim haisa oira v'simcha. Everything got turned on its head. And in this bracha that we focused on before, of ala tzadikim, v'lo nevosh ki b'cha b'tachnu. V'lo nevosh, we shouldn't be embarrassed. The goyin on this bracha says, mish'on u'mivtach l'tzadikim. Hashem will be a leaning post for tzaddikim in all the dairis. Says the Goyin in Avnei Eliyahu. What's the leaning post in this bracha? He says that when Hashem does the geula beforehand, he gives people a shot in the arm. A shot in the arm. Before he gives them what they need, he gives them a shot in the arm. K'moshim b'matzina b'mitzrayim, kodim seisim sherezim niflos. Before he took us out of Mitzrayim, he showed us all the nisim. And v'chein ba'achashveirosh, koydem shenitlo Haman. Before the story ended, Hera lohem gedulas Mordechai. They showed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us something that can't be explained. Karu lefano berachogos. Kacha yasel ish. Asher ha-melech chafez bikaroi. Could you imagine this sight? Imagine thinking that Hashem has left your life. Hashem's gone. Rachmano Litzlan. Keili keili lamas of Tani. And then there's a man from the Zera of Amalek who's come and been quite successful. And he's basically successfully set up that all of your people's totally wiped out. And then before the story even ends, and before there's a happy ending, all of a sudden, everyone looks out the window. You got to see this. That guy is taking Mordechai around. It was a shot in the arm. How? Everyone walked high, with their heads high. Look what Hashem did here. Before the end of the story, Hashem gave us a shot in the arm. And says the Gaon, it's going to happen again. Right before Mashiach comes, Hashem's going to do something very interesting like that. Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman from Bnei Brak has revealed the cure to cancer. News ahead. Who's Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman? I don't know. Who's he? What's going on over here? Right? A Rabbi Chaim Hanievsky will teach us how to get rid of the AIDS virus. What's going on over here? Right? News flash at 9. Right? What's going on? Do you know who that is? Giluyim Rabosai. And this is what the Purim story is. And it's so emotional. You can't appreciate Purim unless you sing the trop of Eicha to Kalim Shainim. When you hit those psukim in the Megillah, and it says that Asher Haglam Yerushalayim, right? Get in there. Go into the Eicha zone just to explode outwards when the good guys win. I'm telling you, that's how you read the Megillah. You go in there and you live the story. You live it, Rabosai. You live it. This was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, that the good guys are going to win. That the good guys will have the last laugh. And I found a makor in the Medrash for the Gaon. B'siyata d'shmaya. It says in Parsha Yud of Esther Rabbah, Ois hey, that when Mordechai was on the sus, came into Rochiv, once he started going, Hischil mekalis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haman's taking him around. What did Mordechai HaTzadik say? Aromimcha Hashem ki dilisani velo samachto evayli. Hello, Kai Shivati Alecha Vitabini Hashem Lisini Mishol Nafshi, Chiasinimi Yardibor. Mordechai was a tzaddik, so he didn't want to say that the reason he was being saved was because he was so special. So in his modesty, he just said it's all Hashem. But look at this. The Talmidim of Mordechai, saw him on there. Meho you Omrim! What did they say? Zamru Lashem Chasidav! Hoyidu Lizekir Khachoi! Sing Chasidim. Sing the Chasidim, says the Eitz Yosef in the Medrash. What are they saying? Sing Chasidim. Says the Eitz Yosef. Talmid of Yodim Bechasidusoi Tolu Atzalas Vizchuso. It was because Mordechai deserved to be on the horse. They saw it with their own eyes. Lize Amru Zamru Lashem Chasidim. Sing because you're a chassid. Shubituchim shelo yazov es chassidav. They were certain that Hashem doesn't abandon chassidim. V'im yikra lahem tzara lo yasmid. And if they're going to have this problem with Haman, it's not going to be forever. When they saw the good guys win, even once. When they saw the good guys win, yatzilem Hashem kim Mordechai. Just like Mordechai is on this horse, we're going to win this war. The good guys win. Kol koivecha lo yevoshu. They will not be embarrassed. And this is our yontif, Rabosai. This is our yontif. We're on planet Earth at a very, very dark time. Very dark time. But the darker and darker it gets, the more exciting it gets, right? Every good book, it's just at that moment when it's pitch black. Everything turns around. V'nafochu. And this is our story. We love Purim not just because it's geshmak and we get to do funny things and act funny, which is great, but we all identify with Purim. This is our yontif. We all have things in our life that have not happened yet. Things that we're banking on Hashem for. And Hashem's telling us, Reb Yid, you might not see it in your life yet, but the good guys will always win. Kol klevecha lo yivoshu lanetzach. In the end, in eternity, the good guys will always have the last laugh. We should also be like a frail people.